Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chon Daf Nun Gimel Chon 53. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the sugya of a drusa, or really goes back to our Mishnah, which our Mishnah discusses that if there was an animal that was drusa sazev, that if there's a wolf came along and drusa and clawed the animal, the kosher animal, then the animal becomes a trefa. What is a drusa? Drusa literally means to like claw something, but the understanding of our Gemara is that as a result of the clawing of the victim, as a result of it, that there's this venom that comes out of the claws and goes into the animal and thereby makes it a trefa. Today we don't understand how such a thing could occur, that from the claws a venom is produced, but that's what our sugya is discussing. And so comes along Rav Kahana in the name of Rav, and says, Yesh drusa l'chatul o ein drusa l'chatul. Can a cat, if a cat claws an animal, is that going to be considered like the cat has rendered it a trefa via the venom from its claws? Or do we say it has not rendered it a trefa? So Rav Kahana asked Rav this question on three different occasions, and on three different occasions Rav Kahana gave a different answer. So the first time Rav says, Af l'cholda. Not only can a cat make a drusa, but also a weasel can make the animal a drusa. The second time Rav Kahana comes along and asks Rav, Yesh drusa l'cholda, does the weasel have this category called drusa if it claws an animal? And he says, and Rav responded to him, Af l'chatul in drusa, that even a cat can't cause it to become a drusa. And then the third time he asks, Rav Kahana asked Rav this question, and Rav's answer was l'chatul yesh drusa, but l'cholda ain't drusa, that the cat can be considered a drusa, it makes something a drusa, but the weasel does not. And the Gemara says, really, Rav, when in his answer to Rav Kahana, is referring to three separate scenarios. The first situation where he says that even a cholda can make the animal into a drusa, he says that's referring to ophos, that's referring to a fowl, and so therefore, if it's a bird, yes, even under those circumstances, even a weasel, if it claws it, can make it a drusa. That's where the second case where he says even a cat cannot cause a drusa, that's referring to Imri Ravarve, to a very large sheep, and to a very large sheep, the cat can't make it a drusa. And then the third category where we say the chatul has drusa, but not the chulda, where the cat can cause it to be a drusa, but not the weasel, that's only referring to gedayim utulayim, to kids and to rams, to regular-sized animals, the behemoth, that those things only a cat can cause it, but not the weasel. This idea that from our sugya we see from here that the venom is transmitted by the claws and goes into the other animal. This is very strange because we don't really know such a thing in our own science. And in fact, the question is even stronger because our Gemara continues and discusses about the fact that if a dog claws an animal, that's not considered to be a drusa. And we would assume that in most cases a dog's attack upon an animal is more likely to cause it to become a trefa than simply a cat. And furthermore, if we go down to the Gemara on 58b, we see from there that the bite of a snake does not even cause it to become a trefa, but which we would assume that is obviously much more venomous than the claw of a cat. So there's several different approaches to answering this question. The Chasam Sofer says it must be that the rabbis had a tradition that even though the bite of the snake was very dangerous, that they knew how to heal that, and so therefore they drew the distinction between the snake and the cat. Whereas if the venom came from the cat, then the rabbis wouldn't know how to heal it. But if it came from the snake, they wouldn't know how to do it. However, this was a big problem for Jewish people and throughout our history, because many of the people who don't like the Talmud were looking at these texts and were mocking the Jewish people. And indeed, in the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRivash, he writes about how the doctors were making fun of these texts, and they were writing that this doesn't make any sense, that we say that our laws of trefa, what we consider to be something that was a fatal injury or was something that that's dangerous to eat doesn't correspond at all to medicine, to the modern medicine. And he was writing this, it was several hundred years ago. But nonetheless, the Chazon Ish writes that we need to accept it as a principle of faith, that everything that was said in the Gemara, Mishnah, Halacha, or the Homilies, that all of these things were revealed, says the Chazon Ish, via prophecy. And so therefore it has it's like the power of the kiss of Hashem, so to speak. And so therefore he says we should not challenge this, and we shouldn't mock it, and we shouldn't laugh at it. That's the Chazon Ish's approach. However, there are other approaches to this question. So for example, the Rav Shimon Schwab argues that the cat that they're talking about in our sugya is actually not like what we would think of when we say a cat, the modern domesticated house cat, but rather what he says we're referring to is a wild cat. And so therefore he says that they have tetanus underneath their fingernails, underneath their nails of their animals. And so therefore that's why we say that the chatul is such a danger, because we're talking about a specific situation of tetanus. The Rav Michtav Melio, Rav Elio Dessler, says no, what we're talking about is that these animals have we're talking about a situation where these animals have eaten meat already, and then the bacteria from that meat has gotten under their fingernails, and then as a result of it, when they come and they scratch another animal, they're able to transmit the bacteria, and so thereby it's very dangerous, and so they're able to transmit the diseases. And so that's why this is more likely by a cat than even a dog or even a snake, because they're transmitting the bacteria that they acquired from another animal. And so therefore, even though at first glance it looks like these things are not completely, are not related at all to science, the Michtav Melio and the Rav Shimon Schwab show how it actually can be understood through a modern approach to science, where perhaps it's more dangerous to get the venom from, quote-unquote, the venom from a cat than from a dog.